Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I've got a great interview feature tonight with Montreal's Ludo Lacoste, and I will get to that shortly. But we'll kick things off with this week's Tracks of the Week. Some goodies for you here. Releases on DFTD, Saved, and Transmit Recordings. Let's dive in. The first one is Pax with a track called Revelry. Enjoy.
Don't mean that you don't do wrongs. Remember, I'm not talking about self-righteousness and nonsense to you people. It's not the Sunday fearing, judgmental, Jew eating, Rasta chanting, fire flame. This is Saint Thomas real life. This is life.
Okay, a few great tracks of the week there. Pax started things off with Revelry, followed up by Nick Fanciulli's latest This Is Life, and we finished things off with New York duo Sleepy and Boo and their track called Choice. On to the feature for tonight's show, I was fortunate to interview a rising star of the Canadian house scene, none other than Montreal's Ludo Lacoste. Here he talks all things DJing, production, and making a name in the club scene. Full track list and a collection of Ludo Lacoste web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Here is part one of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to Montreal-based DJ and producer Ludo Lacoste. He's been producing and DJing for over a decade. He's a regular of the Montreal club scene. His tracks have featured on Tool Room, Glasgow Underground, and CR2, just to name a few. He's open for the likes of Tiesto, Martin Garrix, and Axwell and Ingrosso, and he has guest mixed on the Tool Room Radio podcast. And his track, When You Were Down, features as a lead-off track on Roger Sanchez's Release Yourself podcast. A lot has happened for him over the last year. He's definitely being recognized and is someone to watch for going forward. So it's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Ludo Lacoste. Okay, so to begin with, how would you define your sound?
I think it's pretty hard to define a sound, but I would say that I make, I do happy, groovy house music, if I can say that.
Did you have any musical training when you were younger that's helped you out as you've gotten into producing?
I did not have any musical training, except I had piano lessons, I think at the age of 6, but it lasts like 2 or 3 months. I didn't like it.
Okay, is there anything about life and growing up in Quebec that inspired you to produce the type of music that you do?
The nightclubs, the nightlife. When I started out to going out to clubs like 12 years ago, the DJs were not playing music that was playing on the radio. It was a bit more underground. You often have had a room for hip hop music and a room for house music, but in the house music room, it was not commercial music, you know. So the first time I went to a club that was playing house music, I was like, oh my God, I love this kind of music. I felt in love, and since that day, I was only into house music.
When it isn't COVID time, what is that club scene in Montreal like? Like, I know of Stereo, but like, what are the other clubs in there that are really good?
We have a pretty good club scene in Montreal, especially during summer. We have festivals, we have beautiful terraces, events in the streets. It's moving a lot in Montreal, I would say.
I'm
How did you first get into producing?
I always wanted to produce my own track and remixes, and I tried a couple of times to get into music production by my own, but man, I find it so complex and so complicated that I so complicated to learn all of this stuff by myself, the software, the music theory, the plugin and everything. So I quit almost every time. I tried Ableton, I tried Logic, but I didn't understand anything. But in 2015, I saw a post on Facebook by a friend of mine who is a DJ and producer. He was launching a music production course for beginner on Ableton. And I was like, oh, that's my chance. So I went to the course. It was during a weekend. It was like a two or three day lesson. And since that day, I never stopped producing. The first 2 years was the harder. I was learning the software, the shortcuts, the VST, the effect, music theory, all at the same time. So it was pretty hard, and it's a lifelong process. I'm still learning today, but the first 2 years was really the hardest.
Within Ableton, do you use a lot of external VSTs, or do you use a lot of like hardware, and how do you produce it?
When I started to produce on Ableton, I wanted to buy all of the VSTs, all of the plugins. I also bought the complete Ultimate bundle. Mm-hmm. And the more and more I make music, the more I use the built-in plugin in Ableton. I don't know if we can call it plugin, because it's talk in Ableton. But the more and more I use Ableton, I use their stock effects. The Ableton makes amazing effects. There's all of you need in Ableton. EQs, compressors, name it. It's all there.
when you start to make a track, do you already know what you're going to do when you sit down at the computer, or do you kind of just play around and hope that something happens?
It depends. It's different every time. But most of the time, I don't have any melodies in my head, so I just play. I just jam. I play with samples, with loops. I play bass line or chords over a drum loop, and most of the time, that's how I start a song.
I did notice that a lot of your tracks feature vocals. And what is it that you like about this? And how do you approach producing these tracks? Do you work like concurrently with them, or do you get them to record the vocal ahead of time? And how do you do it?
Honestly, the vocal part of the song is the most challenging for me. I think I create my song the opposite way, because I create the song and then I want to add a vocal. And I know a lot of producers have a vocalist, and they create the song around the vocal, but I do the opposite way. So when I have a song, I have meetings and studio sessions with writers and vocalists to eventually come up with something good.
with COVID basically turning the world upside down for the last few years, you've made a lot of headway in that time, getting tracks on Tool Room and, again, like I said earlier, getting on Roger Sanchez's radio show. How else have you managed to share either your mixes or your other tracks with people that want to hear that kind of music?
It was really hard at the beginning, because when the COVID hit, I was launching my Little Lacoste project just a month before. So I was only living from DJing under my Ludo name, and it's the thing that I love the most in the world, the club and festival experience, play in front of people, to connect with them, to create a story with my DJ set, to feel the sound, you know, the bass, the light show and everything that come with that experience. So when everything stopped, I was completely devastated. I'm still going through ups and downs today, and I'm not a big fan of live stream, you know, on Twitch and all of those platforms. I need to connect with real people in front of me, not playing alone in my living room in front of my cat. So when that happened, I just focus on production and did a lot of music during that time. So I gave a big rush on production.
Just a friend. I'm sick and tired for you to blame on me. Now you think it's funny. Now you wanna spend your money on girls, but you forgot when you were down. Girls, but you forgot when you were down. Girls, but you forgot when you were down. Girls, but you forgot.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to a Ludo Lacoste interview and track retrospective here on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm DJ Wah. The show is Techno Progressivo. A track list for the interview, along with a collection of Ludo Lacoste web links, can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. On to part two of the interview. When you're DJing, what is the setup that you use? You use like a Traktor, Serato, or CDJs? What's your approach and why?
I use the typical DJ setup, CDJs and a DJM. I never played yet on this CDJ 2000, but I can't wait to try them. Maybe I will one day. I'd love to have a bit of live performance, you know, with the with drum pads and maybe keyboards. There's the Pioneer Sequencer, the DJS 1000, I think. I'd love to try that on in my sets to add a bit of live experience.
When you are performing, do you plan your sets in advance, or are you good enough at gauging what's going on the floor to just play from what you see?
I always prepare my set, but it's never planned from A to Z. I make playlists of tracks that I know that it would fit for the night, for the event. But when I play, I go with the flow. I follow the crowd, and yeah.
Do you mix snippets of tracks, like hi-hats in one track and a bass in another, that kind of thing? Or are you preferring to just play back-to-back sort of thing?
It depends every time. It depends on the crowd. Sometimes I play the full song. Sometimes I play a part. I also play a lot of mashups too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you've absolutely loved to play at or are hopefully excited to play at sometime in the future?
I will say that the beach club in Montreal was my favorite place to play. It's like a private island. You got the beach, the sun, the pool, and the vibe is amazing. I love playing during the day.
Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong, and do you want to share it with us?
Honestly, I'm pretty lucky because I never had a gig that went that wrong, but, you know, I had a couple of nights that I was supposed to play like house music and my own style, and I ended up by playing hip hop and commercial music. But other than that, no gig that went that wrong. No,
you're lucky you had that stuff on hand.
Yeah, but I'm prepared. I'm always prepared. I did a lot of club, and just to be clear, I love hip hop and R&B. I really love hip hop, but when you are prepared to play a specific type of music and you end up by playing completely different set, it's kind of disappointing, you know?
Okay, can you tell me one track that you're most proud of producing?
I think Angela is my favorite so far. I had a lot of fun to produce it. It started with the trumpet samples, and I built a track around it. And it was really cool. I had a lot of fun to make it.
Can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Yeah, there's too many producers out there to only name two, but I would say my favorite of the moment are Cormac and MK. I love Cormac for his groovy bass line and vocal that he used, and MK is a legend, MK for his piano melodies, and especially his vocal chops. I'm a big fan of vocal chops, and MK, I don't know how, but he does the amazing vocal chops in his sound.
We'll be right back.
What is your vision for the future of yourself, production-wise and in DJing?
Honestly, I think I just want to make music my whole life. Maybe one day I would love to make music for TV, movies, video games. But one thing is sure, when I'll be too old for touring, I still want to stay in the music industry. Maybe having my own label, I don't know. But I want to stay in the industry for sure.
And is there anything that you want to promote right now?
I don't have any upcoming gigs, but maybe check my stuff on Spotify, Instagram. I also have a Spotify playlist that I update every month. Yeah, follow me on socials, Ludo Lacoste Music, on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and yeah.
Okay, so this has been Ludo Lacoste. A selection of Ludo Lacoste tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, and Spotify. And a full list of Ludo Lacoste web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you so much for doing this interview.
I call it transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Ludo Lacoste for agreeing to interview, and I would strongly encourage you to head over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page to check out the track list along with a collection of Ludo Lacoste web links. Check out his monthly Spotify playlist along with his other socials. So what are you waiting for? If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can go to CITR.ca and visit the Techno Progressivo show page or Apple Podcasts for a rewind of this episode along with other great interviews and guest mixes from days of yore. Up next is Smiley Mike with another 2-hour blast through the world of trance and much, much more. Join him for Transcendence. Before we go, though, let's set the controls in the time machine for a 20-year leap back to 2001. This is a track from John Digweed and Nick Muir under their Bedrock moniker. I can remember playing the CD of this on a CDJ 100, the most up-to-date technology of the day. It's a classic. It's beautiful, strange. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks.